With a heavy heart and deep sadness, we announce the passing of our dear mother Rita Irene Goodwin on Thursday, January 9, 2025, at the age of 86. She was predeceased by her parents George and Juliet Pockate, her husband of 54 years Ronald Goodwin, sister Lucille, grandson Sean and great-grandson Charlie. Rita is survived by her brothers Lionel, Judy, Pockate and Marcel, Barb, Pockate, sister Georgette Robinson, as well as six children Kevin, Lore, Clive and children Madeline, Scott, and Lucy, Neil, Julie, Ian, Bashnik and children Trista, Matthias, and Lacey, Michelle, Kim, Hagen and children Taryn, Shane, and Dakota, Marin, Ron, Anne, Goodwin and children Ryan, Ping, Kyle, Anastasia, Brittany, Cameron, Mike, Janet, Goodwin and children Amy, Adam, Brett, Tiffany, Braden, Kendra, Brock, Jessica, and Aaron, Brad, Don, Joe, Boyle and children Courtney, Jay, Cody, Sam, as well as 17 great-grandchildren and numerous nieces and nephews. Rita was born in Prince Albert in 1938. She and her sister Georgette went to boarding school in PA. Rita was an all-around athlete and loved to dance as a team with her sister and pals. She had a competitive nature and had a sense of pride in all she accomplished, including painting, tending to flowers, and refinishing antique furniture. She was passionate about so many things, including special keepsakes, birds and pigs as well. Rita was an amazing cook and baker, as well as a beautiful seamstress. Rita made many outfits for special occasions for her children over the years. Rita upgraded her education and graduated from SIAST Community School with an administration certification, where she worked for several years at the YMCA and the Cooperators. Rita and her husband Ron loved the game of tennis and shared this love with all their children. They were true role models of fitness. They loved to take trips with their family by car, traveling throughout many parts of Canada and U.S. She was very proud of her commitment to her faith. Rita loved the lake, and Osoyoos became one of Rita and Ron's favorite places to be, especially in the summer. Rita suffered a stroke in 2012, and Providence Place became her home for over 13 years. Her positivity was felt by so many who visited her there, especially her children and grandchildren. Her children centered their holidays and activities around her, and she was always the center of attention with family, friends and staff at the home. She still maintained a great sense of humor and was so loving, kind and affectionate. She made friends with all the residents there. Her favorite indulgences were fish and chips, cupcakes and coffee, and other treats. She delighted in animals, children and babies as well. A special flamingo-themed 85th birthday was organized by daughter Michelle, and Rita was treated like royalty by all the family, friends and staff in attendance, and she loved every minute of it. The Goodwin family want to give an abundance of thanks to the beautiful staff at Providence Place for their pure love and compassion to their mom Rita to the very end. They formed a close relationship with Rita and made her feel cared for, loved and safe. They became Rita's family and family to the Goodwins as well. Rita's daughters Michelle and Dawn were at Providence Place on a constant basis, tirelessly decorating Rita's room for every holiday and occasion and making sure she continued to look beautiful daily and that all her health needs were taken care. They coordinated with staff, nurses, and doctors daily. Rita's children cherished their mom greatly, and this love and kindness was felt by all the staff at the home as well. The Goodwin family are indebted to Rita's children, Michelle, Ron, Don, Mike and Julie, for all their love and care for Rita over all the years. Rita was a true angel in the shape of a mom. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In living memory of Rita, a memorial planting will be made by W.J. Jones and Son Funeral Home. Please sign the memorial register at website, www.wjjonesandson.com, obituaries. Dana Chamberlain, Funeral Director.